So the Mishnah Lamed Hey tells us that you can't be Yotzei Mitzvah Matzah with Matzah of Isser, with Matzah of Tevel, with Matzah of Hekdesh. So it sounds like a very pashut din. If you saw the Mishnah, if you learned the Mishnah, right, and I asked you, what was the, why would that be? Why can't you be Yotzei Mitzvah Matzah with Matzah of Isser? So I think we'd all say that it's because the Mitzvah of Avera. It's definitely what I would have said. It's mitzvah habav aveira. You're doing an aveira, aveira can't be a mitzvah. What's interesting is that the Gemara doesn't mention one word about mitzvah habav aveira. It's not in the Gemara. The Gemara instead tries to bring a different makar. Brings a makar to say that matzah of Isser is not matzah. It's not matzah, and it says it's based on the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has a shita of Enes Rechal Isser. And Rabbi Shimon has a very expansive understanding of Enes Rechal Isser that he basically assumes that there's all Isserim can't fall on another Isser. I mean, even if it's what's called Mosif or Kolel, even if the second Isser is more expansive than the first Isser, an Isser won't be Chal and Isser. So therefore, if Matzah is Tevel, or Chadish, or some other Isser, so the Isser of Chametz will not be Chal on that Matzah. And since that Matzah can't have on it the Isser of Chametz, so therefore it's not kosher to be Matzah. To be Matzah's Mitzvah, it has to be that it could be in the Isser of Chametz, if you allow it to be Chametz, and therefore it doesn't qualify as Matzah's Mitzvah. So just say Rav Shimon holds that Matzah of Isser just isn't Matzah. It's not Matzah. It's not the matzah, it's not the right chefza. Problem is that we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. We hold that generally Isser will be chal Isser in most cases, and therefore chametz will be chal on the matzah of Isser, and therefore be'etzem matzah of Isser is matzah. It's just you can't eat it because it's Isser. So if so, ends up the Gemara doesn't tell us why you're not Yotzei with Matzah of Isser. And the big question is, so what's really going on? Why did the Gemara just say Mitzvah Bava Aveira? We all know Mitzvah Bava Aveira, Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed. So what's going on here? So Ramban says, Eina Chinami, you're right, there's a principle of Mitzvah Bava Aveira, but Mitzvah Bava Aveira, that's a din Rabbanan. The Rabbanu, they understood Hashem doesn't want a mitzvah of Aveira, but Minataira really, mitzvah of Aveira, you're Yotzei. And it says, and therefore the Gemara was looking to find a Tana who said it's a din d'oraisa, to explain the Mishnah as a din d'oraisa that you can't be Yotzei with matzah of Tevel. But in a chinami, a halacha l'maisa that we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon, b'meila, the only reason you're not Yotzei with matzah of Tevel is because mitzvah of Aveira, and it's a din d'Rabbanu, but really Minataira, you're Yotzei. That's the Ramban's Yishuv. So Shagas Ari says, points out, that's not totally enough to say. He says, first of all, there are definitely Rishonim who say that Mitzvah Bava Aveira is a Din D'oraisa, is a halacha that even in Minatari you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. The emes is, even in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed, it's very hard to explain that Mitzvah Bava Aveira is only a Psul D'Rabbanan. It's hard to explain it that way, because if you look in the Gemara is talking about korbanos. The Gemara says if you bring a korban, you steal an animal and you bring it as a korban, the korban is pasul because it's a mitzvah bava aveira. Now, generally the klal is the Pirush Gemara, Yivam Staf Tzadi, says generally we don't pasul a korban to Rabbanan. You don't say that Rabbanan wouldn't say that korban, menatayr is a good korban, it could be brought on the Mizbeach, but mid Rabbanan the korban's pasul. Generally, the Rabbanan don't say such things, because if you pass a little carbon to Rabbanan, so, well, first of all, you're passing in Kachim, right, in the Kachim with a mitzvah to be brought in the Zbeach, you're not bringing it. But even more than that, the Gemara says that if you pass a little carbon, sometimes a carbon is a chiyav, like a chattis, and if you pass the chattis, so you bring the chattis, and then you say afterwards, no, this chattis was stolen, it's the animal, it's a mitzvah of Baba Vera. So now the person brings a new chattis. But Minatayra, who's Yotzei with the first chattis. So the Rabbanan can't be mechayiv you a karban. The Rabbanan will never be mechayiv you a karban that you're not chayiv in minatayra, because it's an isur deraisa to bring a chulin bazar. It's asur to bring a karban that you're not chayiv to bring. Carbon that you're not chayiv to bring, that you don't have a din to bring. If you bring it, it's not a carbon, and it's just chulin acting like a carbon, which is an iser deraisa. It's iser to stamp bring an animal that's not a carbon as a carbon. So memela, there's very good reason to think that mitzvah baba aveira is a din deraisa. So if it's a din deraisa, and he brings rice or a shonim who hold that it's a din deraisa, so. Why is that not the Pasha reason for the Mishnah? It can't be Yotzi with massive tavel because mitzvah baba aveira. So Shagas Aryeh says a very, very nice idea here. He says, no, mitzvah baba aveira is not really enough to explain why you can't be Yotzi with massive tavel. He says, that's enough to explain if, let's say, a person has two matzahs in front of him, a matzah of Isser and a matzah of Heter. Right, one matzah which is chadash. Right, chadash, you know that you can't eat the grain of the new year until the omer is born the day after Pesach. But on Pesach itself, you can have iser chadash. You have one matzah that's chadash, and one matzah that's yashin. So it's two matzahs. He says, what should I eat? He says, okay, I'm a sheigetz. I want to eat the chadash, and he eats the chadash. So at least in Eretz Yisrael and where everyone agrees, the chadash is awesome. So it's the chadash. So it's a mitzvah baba aveira. So then it's a mitzvah baba aveira. What are you doing? You had a yashin matzah, kosher matzah. What are you eating? The treif matzah. That's mitzvah baba aveira. But that's not all the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah says categorically, you cannot be yotzi with matzah of tavel. He says that means even if you don't have any kosher matzah, there's no matzah of heter, right? He's in prison. What does he have? He has matzah of iser. Right, with tevel, you can have it with tevel also. Let's say all he has is a kizayis of matzah tevel, right? So if he would be mafresh truma, he wouldn't have a kizayis anymore. So he's stuck. Now he's stuck with all he has. So the Mishnah says you're not yotzi with matzah tevel. The Mishnah was envisioning even a person who has no choice. There's no other matzah. So then, that's not mitzvah baba aveira. Right, that's a different cloud. It's a different cloud. It's a cloud called Esei Docha Lo Sasei. Right, there's really two clouds. It's din mitzvah baba aveira, and there's the din of Esei Docha Lo Sasei. So when you're choosing to do an aveira, so then it's mitzvah baba aveira. When you're not choosing to do aveira, you have no choice. So then lehefech, the din is Esei Docha Lo Sasei, and lehefech, there's no iser. There's just mitzvah. It's not the aveira. There's no aveira. The Torah, the Alalacha is Esei Docha Lo Sasei. Right, it's learned in Yivamis. It's learned from the Hekish of Shatnez in the midst of Tzitzis, which tells us that if a person's wearing a linen beged, a linen talis, so there's still a mitzvah of Tzitzis, because Esei Docha Lo Sasei, there's an Isser of Shatnez, but there's a mitzvah of putting on Tzchelis, and Tzchelis has to be made from wool, and therefore there's no way to wear a Tzitzis without shatnez. So therefore, Esei Docha Lo Sasei, that tells me there's no Lo Sasei here. There's no Aveira. This is not a mitzvah about Aveira. This is a mitzvah and a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. The Torah says, we're tzitzis. Enachinam the shatnez, but we're matter shatnez, the makom tzitzis. Fine. So Shai Ksari says, so that's what the Gemara was looking for. The Gemara was looking for to explain the Mishnah that even if there's an Esei, this is only matzah. Esei Docha Lo Sasei doesn't work. Because Rav Shimon says that matzah is not matzah. If it's not matzah, so then even though you have an SAT matzah, if it's no good, you don't have matzah. That's not called having matzah. Your matzah is not matzah. And then Mela, you're not yotzi with that matzah. Even though there's no iser. There's to be no iser if it was matzah, but it's not matzah. So there's nothing to do. So Rav Shagasari says that he thinks that this Mishnah Einachinami could only be explained according to Rav Shimon. That Einas Rechal iser. But according to what we hold, that, not like Rav Shimon, we hold that even matzah of iser in principle is matzah, so the middle of the mission is not true. The mission is not true, and he says, Eina chinami, if you have matzah of iser, says the Shagas Ari, you should eat it, and you'll be yotze mitzvah matzah. And he quotes, to support this, he quotes Arzarua, from Sachem Reish Lam Gimel, quotes it from Yerushalm and Chala, the famous Yerushalm and Chala, says that all a person has is chadash, meaning the whole yashin crop has been used up. And the only matzah anyone has is chadash. So the Yerushalmi says, the feirish, everyone should be yotzei the mitzvah's matzah by eating the matzah chadash. Because esei docha lo sasei. So that's the Shag's Aryeh. Interesting, the Shag's Aryeh is coming out not like the Pashas HaMishnah, right? The Mishnah, the Chayr will only work Kipshuta like Rabbi Shimon. So, Rabbeinu David, so he addresses these issues and he has a totally different mahalach here. The Shag's Aryeh didn't have Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David is relatively recently rediscovered. So he was bothered by this, and he has a different mahalach. He says we don't hold like Rav Shimon, that's true, and therefore there's no drasha that the chefza of matzah shel iser is not a chefza shel mitzvah. He says, well, we do hold like the Mishnah. He says, avada, we hold like the Mishnah, and therefore avada, even if the only matzah you have is tevel, even so, you're not yotzei by eating it on Pesach. Oh. So why is that? How do we explain this? How can we explain the Mishnah Halacha? So he says, to explain the Mishnah Halacha, you could do it. He says, but you have to say a chiddush. He says a chiddush in the din of Esei Docha Lo Sasei. So it's a tremendous chiddush that some other shom also have this chiddush from different makoros, but he gets it out from our Mishnah. He says, Esei Docha Lo Sasei is not always true. He says, the Halacha is only Esei Docha Lo Sasei when the Esse and the Lo Sasei contradict, but they come into opposition on their own, without human interaction. It's not anyone's fault that it happens. He says, for example, if a baby is born with a tsaras, he has tsaras on his arla, on the makam mila, so there's an Esse to give a bris mila. There's a Lo Sasei that you're not allowed to cut off tsaras from a person, skin of tsaras you can't cut off. So Mela essays docha lo sasei, because it's no one's fault that this happened. The baby was born with tsaras, and now the Torah says there's a contradiction here between the essay and lo sasei, so the essay wins and the lo sasei falls by the wayside. Don't worry about the lo sasei. And the person gives a bris mila, and he's giving a good bris mila. He makes a bracha. It's a beautiful mila. Either it's an iser, but essay docha lo sasei, it's fine. So too he says by shatnez. Shatnez by a talus of linen. You're allowed to wear linen garments. There's nothing wrong with wearing linen garments. If there's something wrong with wearing a four-cornered garment of linen, the Torah would have told us. So it's much that you can wear linen garments. So what are you going to do about sixes? So the Torah understands. You wear linen garments. The Torah has nothing against it. And in the midst of sixes, the Yisodas, Esei Docha Lo Sasei, so the Torah tells you that you put tzitzis even on a linen garment. But he says, when the stira is a man-made stira, it's a person's own fault that they got themselves into a situation where now their essay is going to involve being over a lo sasei, so then we don't say essay docha lo sasei. So therefore, it's a very interesting point that we could point out here. And he doesn't say this for favors, but it's in his words. If you look in the Mishnah, it doesn't mention Chadash. It doesn't mention every type of Isser that could possibly be on Matzah. It says Tevel, different types of Tevel, and it talks about Hektish and Maisa Sheni, different things. So, says Rabbeinu David, all these things, these aren't things that just happen to be. You happen to be stuck in these. All these things, Be'etzem, you could be Matzah then. He says, the assumption of all these things, Tevel, you're not supposed to have Tevel, Matz of Tevel. He says, Tevel, you're supposed to be right away Mafresh, Trubus and Maestros. Hektish, when you're Machdish something, it means you're making a neder that you're going to give the value of this object to the Beis HaMikdash. So you could give it to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the Matzav here? The Matzav here is a Matzav that it's not an objective Matzav that just happens, that the essay runs into Prah with the Lo Sasei. It's a pshia dika matzav, or even if it's not mamish pshia, but it's something that a person's having to do with it. There's no reason for this to be like this. Why is this tevel? Why is there matzav tevel? You're supposed to be mafresh truma. He says, therefore, in such a case, there's no din of esei dochalos esei. Rav Elchanan, so he didn't have Rabbeinu David either, but this, he has some different Rishonim who say this idea. He talks about this in Kovitz Aras, Simon Zayn. He says, the emes, this is a big yisod in esei dochalos esei. He quotes a Rabbeinu Nissim. Rabbeinu Nissim going on Shabbos Kof Lamed Beis. He says, a big yisod, and how do you understand esei dochalos esei? He says, it's not stam that esei wins over los esei. Right? The whole thing's sort of funny. You have Isser, you have a mitzvah, so the esei wins out. It's very funny. Esei is a mitzvah, it's important, but a los esei, we always understand los eseis are more chamer. Right? Los eseis have malchus, but esei they're more chamer. Right? Eating treif is more chamer than missing kriyashma. Right? Baruch Hashem for that. Right? So, don't laugh so much. That's what Losa says. What do you mean Esei Zdocha Losa say? He says, no, the pshat is that built in to Losa says is in that Hashem only answers the Losa says in cases where it doesn't come into conflict with essays. That's built in to Losa says, right? And if it does come into conflict, there's no losa say. The whole losa say wasn't said there by shatnez. There's nothing wrong with wearing a linen garment. Aye, but I'm wearing shatnez. No, the Torah says don't wear shatnez. But it means don't wear shatnez in cases where it's not an essay. When it's in an essay, built into the nature of essays and losa says is that when there's an essay, there's no losa say. So he says the male says Rav Elchanan to be built in, it has to be built in. But if something's coming from, it's just coming from something that a person, tevel. Tevel's not be'etzem, a steer between tevel and matzah. Be'etzem, tevel's a iser because the gavra didn't do what he's supposed to do. Even in hektish, there's something you were supposed to do. So you didn't do that, so he says, that's not called esei dochalos esei. So that could be the pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling that all these sort of things that are things that were done wrong, or even if it's not mamash pshia, but things that normally was expected that you would have taken off shumas and maestros the right way, or be poda that give to hektish was supposed to be given to it. So we don't view that as a case where we'll say esei dochalos esei, and therefore even if right now, at this moment, you have no other choice, but since it's be'etzem, it's something that be'etzem, the whole situation could have been avoided, should have been avoided. So memela, we don't say esei dochalos esei. Memela, you're not yotzei with that matzah, because now we don't say esei dochalos esei, and memela, it's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. So that's Rabbi David's explanation of our Mishnah. So now the sugya of Matzah Shira. It's a Baal sugya. The basic thing of Matzah Shira is Pasha on Lamed Vav. It starts in a Pasuk in the Chumash. Pasuk in Parsha Shira A says, Shivas Yom Tochel Lav Matzos Lechem Oni. It says, you eat Matzos Lechem Oni. So what's lechem oni? Rabbi Akiva says the ksiv is ani, and therefore we darshan it as if it said lechem ani. And lechem ani is poor bread. What's poor bread? Poor bread means that it's just flour and water. You don't have other things mixed in. You don't have sweet things. You don't have yayin, shemen, or dvash mixed in. If you have those things mixed in, so then it's sweet. It's chashiv. It's ash. It's matzah shira. And memela, it's not lechem oni. So Pashas is just telling us that there's another requirement in matzah. Matzah isn't just bread that's not chametz, it's also bread that's not chametz, but it's also that it's ani. It doesn't have sweet things mixed in. It doesn't have oil and honey mixed in. So that's the Pasha Pshat. That's the way most Rishonim learn matzah shira. However, there's a problem in the Gemara. The Gemara is strange because the Gemara continues and the Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara says, how do you say Rav Akiva that has a structure of lechem oni? It has to be ani. We have another braisa that tells us that Rabbi Akiva himself baked was lush matzah ashira on Pesach. We have a braisa where Rabbi Akiva talks about his youth. It was Pesach, and he was kneading. Not his youth; he was now Aretz when he was young, but when he was a Talmud, he was kneading by Rabbi Lezer. He was kneading dough with shemen and dvash on Pesach. So how could it be? He says there's a problem of matzah shira. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a problem. Ha yom tov rishon, ha yom tov sheni. On yom tov rishon, here is talking about in Eretz Yisrael, not our yom tov sheni shel galus, but the first day of Pesach, taka, Rabbi Kiva, about that, he said you need lechem only. But the second day and on of Pesach, for the rest of Pesach, for that it's okay to have matzah shira, and that's why he was kneading the dough with oil. So now it's a little bit strange. So Rashi says, no big chiddush. He says, really, all Rabbi Kiva means is that the gezayis of matzah's mitzvah has to be lechem only. That's all it means. But the problem here, is that it's dachik. It's dachik, first of all, the Gemara says, ha-yom tov rishon, ha-yom tov sheni. It talks about yom tov rishon. L'chor yom tov rishon doesn't sound like it just means the gezayis of mitzvah. L'chor sounds like it means the beginning of Pesach as opposed to the end of the Pesach. It doesn't sound like there's a difference in just the kazayis that you're eating for mitzvah, right? According to Rashi, you could have lechem matzah shiri your whole seder. It's as long as you eat a kazayis of matzah's mitzvah. Another thing that's funny is the whole halachah is funny. What was the Gemara thinking? The Gemara, we know that the mitzvah matzah is only a kazayis at the lel haseder. So what was bothering us by this braisa that says Rabbi Akiva on Pesach was baking matzah with dvash in it? Who cares? Why is that even? Why was that a compelling question in the beginning? That Teres is so obvious. Okay, so he didn't use that for matzah's mitzvah. Who says that was the kazayis he was using for his mitzvah? Oh, so there's another mahalach here, and this really is a new dimension to what lechem oni is. Says lechem oni is not just a din in what is the chefza of matzah's mitzvah, but it's a different din that lechem oni, and it's a din of part of remembering Mitzrayim, remembering part of Sipritis Mitzrayim, and remembering Meshibur of Mitzrayim. So if I were a bit of Chananel on our daf, so let's read his Lashon. You should listen carefully, just the Lashon. His Lashon is like this. He says, V'yom tov rishon bilvad, bizman she'onim achrav dvarim, the time that you're being oned dvarim, you're saying things on the matzah, v'hein haggadah. At the time that you're reading the haggadah, asur osur zman lechel matzah shira. At that time, it's asur to eat matzah shira. So what's he saying? What exactly is he saying? So this is Pashup Shari saying. He's saying that the time of the haggadah, that whole time, l'chor meaning the lel haseder, it's asur. He uses the word as asur to eat matzah shira, right? Not that you have to eat a kazayis of lechem only, but that at the lel seder you can't eat matzah shira. And he says, that's the time you need the zecher for lechem only. L'chor the pshat is just mashman is lashi. He's really connecting two drushes of Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva said two things. He said the ksiv is ani, so we darshan lechem ani and not matzah shira. He says the kri is oni, and we darshan lechem she'onim alav dvarim harba. Right, lechem she'onim alav dvarim harba is saying that this already is not just a chesed shel matzah dikadin. It's saying part of matzah is that your onim dvarim harba. Rashi says that means the haggadah and the halal. You say all the things that you say over matzah. So all those things have to be said over matzah. We learn out from lechem oni. So the Chori is connecting the two dinim and saying lechem oni, it's not just a din of chefetz of matzah. Right? It's a din, and lechem oni is that you have at the seder, the matzah is the lechem on which you say the whole seder. You say the whole seder, right? You start the seder with hal lechem anya, right? That this is the lechem oni, and then you start talking and talking and talking and talking and talking, and then at the end you eat the matzah. But the concept is the matzah, part of the role of the matzah is not just the eating the mitzvah matzah, yachidus matzah, part of matzah, it's like a visual aid, right? Matzah zeshanu ochel al shomani, you point to the matzah. The matzah is a centerpiece for bringing out the whole Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's very interesting. Yeah, you're...
I was going to ask, does that mean that Rebbe Kiva is holding both
Mikra
and
Masara? Yeah, Rebbe Kiva does. He holds your Darshan both. Well, he's just saying Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva, which is the way we hold, Rebbe Kiva darshans both the Mikra and the Masara. Right, we're trying to point out there's got to be a reason there's a Mikra and a Masara. They're both there.
The reason why only on the first day is because the first day we do the story of the
Haggadah. Oh, so in Rabbeinu Chananel, he's not saying Mamish the first day, but he seems to be saying the first night.
Because that's when you're talking about the story when we're poor.
Right. It's part of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah.
In Rabbi Yossi, the way that he uses Ani to do that Chuliyah Matzah Shira also?
So he says, what does he do with Ani? So we know he does Oni for Meister Sheni. Eskuz Meister Sheni. So we just have it as Rabbi Akiva. It could be Rabbi Akiva held to Darshan Ani and there's a Tosis that says you have to Darshan the Kri. You can't not Darshan the Kri, because if so, why is that the Kri? Aksiv, so actually you can say, okay, it's missing a Vav, but the Maisa says only, etc. So this could explain a cash I had for a long time. I saw Yitzhak Zilberstein writes it in Chashukei Chemed. The cash is that when you eat matzah on Pesach, does that matzah need to have been on the table for the whole Seder? So I always thought, look, Rabbi Kiva was saying lechem only, lechem she'onim alav tvarim harba. That's what matzah is. So lechayra. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein asks, he says, l'chayra, you should have to eat that matzah. You should have to make sure at the beginning of Seder, all the matzah you're going to eat from matzah smith is on the table. And therefore, you'll transform this matzah into lechem oni. This will be transformed into the matzah that onim alav dvarim harba. Right? And l'chayra maybe shouldn't be ma'akev v'di'evet. So the funny thing is, Rabbi Zilberstein asks, he just says, like, why don't we see that if so? Like, we don't see l'chadchila. Right, generally what goes on, right, you have three matzahs in front of the Baal Bayis. It's not enough for the 20 people sitting there, and you just go into the kitchen and take back the matzah. Right, so what is it? So the Chodesh is that lechem oni is not just telling us, defining what the mitzvah matzah is, what's mitzvah matzah, what the chefza matzah is. It's another din. It's telling that matzah performs a function of lechem oni, of telling the story. The Torah wants us to tell the story with matzah, right? That the kids should say manish tana on the matzah. And that's telling the story. The lechem only, the lechem talks. Right? It's lechem she'onim Allah, but the lechem talks and tells the story. And the mitzvah, and a part of that is that it should be lechem only. It shouldn't be matzah shira, because we want to remember aninas. We want to remember the shibur and koshi of Mitzrayim. So therefore, we use bedafka lechem oni, and the whole night you're supposed to, the matzah you're supposed to have is a lechem oni. Now the Rambam says this as well, and the Rambam seems to tie it to the whole first day of Pesach. Shteitin Rambam, this is Perek Hei Halacha Chaf. I'll just read you the lashon. Listen to the lashon. It says Asur Lalosh Ella B'Mayim Bilvad. You could only be lush with Mayim. Right? He says, Asa. It has to be with Mayim. Lo mishum chamet, ela kadesh yeh lechem oni. So it should be lechem oni. Ubi yom rishon bilvad, hu shet sarach lios zichron lechem oni. And only on the first day does it have to be, do we need to have the zecher for lechem oni. So Rambam is really a pella. Is that the Brisker Rav points out, if you look in the Rambam, he doesn't say anything about Mitzvah Matzah. He just says, on the matzah you make for the first day of Pesach, you need a zichron lechem only, and therefore you're not allowed to put in yayin shemen and dvash. You can't put these things in, you can't make the matzah shira, because you need zichron lechem only on the first day of Pesach. So that's a pella. That the Brisker points out, just to make it a bigger pella, he points out that the Rambam says in Perek Hey, the Rambam only introduces the whole mitzvah of matzah in Perek Vav. He hasn't even told you there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of matzah on Pesach. He's just telling you about, Perek Hey is talking about making your food for Pesach and what's chametz, being careful not to have chametz in your food and how to make your food on Pesach. In that context, he tells you that for the first day of Pesach, you have to have zichron lechem only. So it sounds very much that it's, the Brisker Rav says, it sounds very much that this is a separate din. It's nothing to do with mitzvah matzah, of achilas matzah. It's a din that first day you need that the bread that you eat is lechem oni. The Brisker Rav points out in Perek Vav, the Rambam repeats the din when he tells us the din of matzah. He says the chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, and he says that matzah has to be lechem oni. And if it's matzah shira, you're not yosef the mitzvah of achilas matzah. The Brisker Rav says there's really tzvei dinim here. There's a din of matzah, a chefs of matzah has to be lechem oni, but there's a separate din of lechem oni. That it has to do something else. There's something else, even without the mitzvah matzah, but there's a din that on the first day, the matzah you eat, in addition, it shouldn't be chametz, but it also shouldn't be matzah shira. So that's a pella. That's an absolute pella, right? That's a pella. Even more of a pella is, what on earth is he talking about the first day? What's special? Manishtana, the first day of Pesach from all the other days. Like, why on earth should it be different? Oh, so it's interesting, but it's a big kasha. Oh. So one sefer I saw speak about this is Emes Liakov. So he's very bothered by this. He says he likes this. He says he doesn't like taking the Gemara out of Pshuto. He likes the Rambam, the first day is the first day. He mentions that, points out that the Rush and the Kolbo both write that in their days there was a minog many had, that on the first day, first 2 days of Pesach, Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, they would be careful not to eat Matzah Shira. So he says there has to be something special about the first day. So Yaakov Kamenetsky, so he says what I think is maybe half a mahal. He says there is something special about the first day, which is what we find at Daf Chav Ches. Right? Remember back from Daf Chav Ches? The Gemara says in Daf Chav Ches that Pesach Mitzrayim was only Asr and Chametz on the first day. The din of first Pesach had an Isr of Chametz only on the first day, the actual day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says there, Rabbi Yosef Glili says that, says Hayom Atam Yosef Mitzrayim, that the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim had a special din of Isr Chametz. So you see, there's something special about the first day of Pesach. So that's not an answer yet. That doesn't really say anything. Okay, that's interesting, but it's not an answer because, okay, so that was, you know, back in Mitzrayim, but what does it have to do with today? Why should there be something different? Oh. So that was interesting in the Pasuk that tells about Lechem Oni that we mentioned, it says, Shivas Yamim Tochel Olav Matzos Lechem Oni Ki Chipazon Yitzasus Mitzrayim. You should eat lechem only because you left Yitzias Mitzrayim with b'chipazon. L'man tizker yom tzeischa Yitzias Mitzrayim kol yimecha yachad. So eat lechem only to remember the chipazon when you left Mitzrayim. So you should remember the day of leaving Mitzrayim your whole life. So we see the mitzvah of zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Which is the night of Seder is the ikar secret Yitzias Mitzrayim that it should come to l'man tizker yom tzeischa Eretz Mitzrayim. It's remembering the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that din of Zman Tizkor, which is better than the mitzvah of a whole year, but the Iker mitzvah is a sefer by the Seder. But saying, remember the day you left Mitzrayim, and that first day of Pesach is the day that we're remembering, right? That we didn't actually leave Mitzrayim, but we remember the Yom Yitzias Mitzrayim is the first day of Pesach. Oh, so on that it's saying the lechem oni of the chipazon, of the first day you left Mitzrayim. So after that could be something. That somehow there's a part of Sipurit Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? You know, it never says that on the night of Pesach, the Sipurit Yitzias Mitzrayim, that that death is favored. It does say it could be that the Rambam held that part of this mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is the whole day. So that's an idea, right? Now, there's an amkus here, but I think there's a bigger amkus here that's definitely true alpi machshava, but I think it could even work to explain Shita Taramba. Just a pelodic, just for machshava, understanding this din about the first mitzrayim, Yom Yitzis Mitzrayim, there's an inner lechem only on the first day, but for some reason after it, now we're fine with Matzah Shiva. I'll just point out maybe another kasha before we start. The Gemara has a piece we didn't read, which is that Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So he told his son the first day, he says, "You makama, make all my matzah without putting chalav in it." It says the other days bake it with chalav. It's an interesting thing, right? That it sounded like he was like bedafka. The first day should be. Without chalav, and the other days he sounds like bedafka should be with chalav. And then the Gemara says, how did he eat with chalav? So the Gemara says, maybe it wasn't chalav, maybe you're not allowed to eat milchik bread. So the Gemara says, okay, if it wasn't chalav, it was dvash. Then changes the story that Rishu ben Levi wanted his matzah with dvash. Which is interesting. Like, what was the whole thing about? Why did he care? Maybe Sam liked it, enjoyed it, tasted good. Emes is, you see, a very interesting thing in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, so we know the first day they ate matzah and it was lechem oni, and there was a din Pesach with Shem that they had to eat matzah the first day. The Gemara Kedushin Lamed Ches tells us something very interesting. The Gemara tells us that the man was for 40 years. Right, the pasuk in Parshas B'Shav says the man was eaten by Klal Yisrael for 40 years. So the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara says, when did those 40 years end? So the pasuk in Yeshua tells us, Vayishbos Haman Memachos HaPesach, it says the man stopped falling on the day after Pesach, which the Pasuk says there was the 16th of Nisan. That Pesach is the 15th, but then the next day, the Machos HaPesach, the first day of Chol Moed, the 16th, that's when man stopped. That was the day there was no man. But until then, there was man, and the Pasuk says they ate man for 40 years. So says the Gemara, the 8 month for 40 years, starting from the 16th of Nisan. So the Gemara says, how could that be? The Gemara asks, we know that the man only started falling about 30 days after they left Mitzrayim. So says the Gemara, the tam man was put into the matzah that they took out of Mitzrayim. The Isa, the ugos that they took out of Mitzrayim on the 16th of Nisan was put into those matzahs, the tam of man. I mean, they had lechem only the first day. The other days, they had matzah with tam man. Now, what's tam man happens to be interesting, okay? Because you just see in our Gemara that what are they putting into the matzah? They're putting a dvash. So the dvash and chalav and shemen, at least those are all in man, right? Man is ketzapichas b'dvash, the taste of dvash. It says it tastes kilashad hashemen. That's something with oil. Lashad, Rashi brings a chazal, says Lashad, it's a strange word, it only shows up once, the word Lashad. Lashad Hashemen, that man is like Lashad. It says Lashad is a lashon, it's a trikone. It's Rashi tables for lush shemen dvash. That it tastes like it was kneaded with shemen and dvash. That's the man. We also find chazal say, this is in Tanchuma B'Shav, that it has a lashon of, that there's a taste of chalav. It says in Tanchuma that when kids would eat man, it would have the taste of chalav. When older people ate it, a little bit older adults, it had the taste of bread. And when Zekanim ate it, it had the taste of dvash. It says chalav, you find chalav, it says lashad, it says a lashon of shad shadayim, meaning like a woman nursing, that the Klal Yisrael is like being nursed by Kadosh Baruch Hu by drinking the Moshe Rabbeinu says, Klal Yisrael complains about the man, and Moshe says to Hashem, you're making me hold them, he's telling me to hold them in, hold them, like a woman holds a yonek, like holding a little nursing baby. Klal Yisrael is like a nursing baby. So that was the inyan of that it's like an inyan of chalav. Also, actually, say just pasha from all this, right? That the enachinami, the guf v'nitzias Mitzrayim, there's an inyan that first there was lechem oni, first there was complete his batlas, and there was no dvash in it, and afterwards comes into it the sweetness of it, the dvash, the chalav. You know, could be, you know. I'll derech drush. It's you know, the concept could be the first day in Tzias Mitzrayim, that was your day of pure betachen, going out with complete hisbatlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the complete betachen, you know, and then the beginning of betachen, you know, you start, it's hard, you know, you start, you know, you're learning, you have no food, and what do you have? You have a little bit of old stale bagel from the hefker room. And then the sweetness comes, you know. Then you start tasting the sweetness in it. The dvash v'chol tachas l'shonech, right? So the sweetness comes. So it could be that was pshat in Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. There, Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, but Dafka wanted. He's telling his son, first day, just it shouldn't taste good. Let it be lechem oni. But after that, we'll have the sweetness. We'll have the dvash. Okay. Fine. Now l'halacha. Okay, we'll have to go faster. Just halach is a chumrah not to have matzah shira. The first day, it's interesting. I'll just mention Rav Chaim. It's said over, reported that Rav Chaim was so makbar on this Rambam that the first day he would be makbar on gebracht. He wouldn't eat his matzah with anything else because he was afraid it might make it matzah ashira. Right? Pashas matzah shira is only if you actually needed it with dvash. As a chumrah.
I do that the whole Pesach.
Okay, some people, yeah. Okay, we'll get to Gebracht. There's not much time. So I just want to say that there is such a chumrah like that. You know, the matzah mitzvah, we all do that. We don't eat matzah mitzvah with anything else. And it's a levush that says it's a fear of lechem, of doing matzah shira. But Rav Chaim had that chumrah. Just two other nafkaminas that come out of this. One din, we'll just mention quickly, is the din of what are you allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. There's Yerushalmi that says you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So the shail is what's included in that. So Rabbeinu Tam says, on our Laman Heim and Beis, Rabbeinu Tam says, the Tosu says, Rabbeinu Tam would eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. Because it says matzah shira is not matzah. And since it's not matzah, what could be wrong with eating it on Erev Pesach? Right, which is very good with the sheet of the Valitosis, which is that the Isser of Lechem Oni, it's the holding of Lechem Oni is just a din in Matzah's Mitzvah. Matzah's Mitzvah. So mainly, Lechem Oni is not Matzah. Matzah Shira is not Matzah. It's not Matzah. So let me eat it on Erev Pesach. However, the Maral and the Bach, so they both write a different svara. The Maral writes that he thinks that in a chinami, Lechem You need to be lechem oni. He says, but matzah, even matzah shira, he says, still matzah. It's matzah, it's not lechem oni. But he says, since it's still be'etzem matzah, it's just not lechem oni, he says, he thinks it should be usher to eat on Erev Pesach. So l'chayra, this could be the chakira that we're talking about, that is it that lechem oni is a dinner, it's just not matzah, or no? Be'etzem matzah is matzah. And on the fifth day of Pesach, if you eat matzah shira, could be you'll be getting, we'll talk about it, a different shira, but that could be there's some mitzvah all 7 days of matzah. There's a chashivas of eating matzah. And it could be you'll get that mila of eating matzah. Rabbi Shimon Levi was getting the mila by eating matzah shira. But just, it's not lechem oni. The first day of Yosef the mitzvah, you need lechem oni. But matzah it is, and in mela, the moral says you shouldn't eat it on Erev Pesach. One last point, just that could come out of this. This is another din of lechem oni that's mentioned in Arvei Pesachim Kuf Tesvav. The Gemara mentions that lechem oni teaches us that just like an ani, when he eats a prusa, a broken piece of bread, so too lechem oni teaches us that when we eat matzah, it should be a broken piece. One of the pieces on matzah, but they say there should be a broken piece of matzah. So there's a big machlokes rishonim here, and it works out very nicely with shitasam. I'll just tell you, the Rush is a big fan that the pram of lechem oni is only in the kazayis of matzahs mitzvah. So the Rush is interesting. So he writes that on Pesach, he says he's very bothered. He says, how could the matzah be broken? How could the matzah be broken on your Seder plate? The Maisa, Pesach is no less than any other Yom Tov or Shabbos, and there's always a din of kol Yom Tov that you need two shleimim. So says the Rush, you need two shleimim on Pesach. He says, lechem oni. So that's for the mitzvah matzah. So therefore, you crack it and you use it for the bracha of alchias matzah, you make on the broken piece, but you also have two shleim. The Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel both write that on Pesach, even though normally you have two shleimim, not on Pesach. On Pesach, one of them is broken. You don't have two shleimim. And the pshat is, they say, because that goof is the mitzvah. Who goof the mitzvah of achilas Pesach is with lechem oni. Okay. If you have questions, we could talk inside, but.